Hello, my name is Roy St. John with This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. Back on May 26, 1868, at the end of an historic two-month trial, the U.S. Senate narrowly fails to convict President Andrew Johnson of the impeachment charges levied against him by the House of Representatives. The senators voted 35 guilty and 19 not guilty on charges related to violation of the Tenure of Office Act. Let's listen.
Andrew Johnson, is it true that in your tenure of office, you did not teach your children nor your cabinet members children how to read?
I'm confused. I thought that British guy just said I was innocent. Why are you still harassing me, Senator?
I never said you were innocent. And who are you, for that matter?
Andrew Johnson, the greatest president to succeed Abraham Lincoln.
Andrew Johnson? My father? Why, I had to travel to England to learn how to read and speak, do mathematics, and know the history of the world because you never took a hand in my education. You were a poor father and a poor president.
And look at what an amazing man it's made you today. Clearly my negligence has brought you up to be an outstanding individual. Harumph for me, gentlemen. Harumph.
That's true, because I was not helped. I had to help myself and take a hand in my own education.
And he grew up to be the third wisest man in the United States Senate. Huzzah for Andrew Johnson Jr.
But no, he didn't take a the charge. He's obviously guilty.
Oh, but it's not the son who is at fault. It's the fault of the father for being neglectful.
No,
exactly! We are here to convict the father!
Can't you hear my good education in my English voice?
No, I can't!
Then you're deaf, my man.
I guess I am.
Egads, you blackguards, don't you get the most simple point? That walking cadaver Andrew Johnson should be shot from a cannon. Will Andrew
Excuse me, this is Andrew Johnson here. I believe I was found to be innocent. I'm going to leave now, all right?
Farewell, Dad. Thanks for all the help over the years.
Well, I shall continue talking anyway, long into the night.
And the Senate did keep on talking long into the night when they did decide that England was a better father than Andrew Johnson, and they were all adopted by England. Make sure that you are a better father than he was. Take a hand in your child's education. Make sure they're learning the things that you think they should. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.